one people. The first point of failure and our first hope for repairs is focus on real education. Schools are graduating students that they have failed to educate. These children grow into confused adults, lost and looking for belonging. Why is this tolerated? Let me ask you, what would happen if we asked all college graduates to retake all their tests from high school on? Shouldn't people who graduated college easily show improvement in their GPA when retaking all their tests? Shouldn't those who graduated but can't pass their test ask for a refund or a lawsuit for having been tricked into an impression of education? It is tolerance of these stupid, simple problems that leads to made-up lives of fantasy and eventual blindness towards evil. If you can't pass all the college tests and get a higher GPA than that with which you graduated college, then you do not have a college education. If you can't pass all the high school tests and get a higher GPA than that with which you graduated high school with, then you do not have a high school education. If you can't pass all the middle school tests and get a higher GPA than the one you left middle school with, then you do not have a middle school education. Not only that, but the way these schools teach and the knowledge they drive into you may not be useful. You may not even have a useful education. I think we can all agree here that we have a problem. At the very least, if your child has bad grades, don't make them feel bad or unintelligent. You should move them to a different type of school, where teachers are interested in educating children rather than turning them into a paycheck. The reason why it does not occur to parents that schools are not working is that they don't have experience with fake institutions. They take them for granted. They are indoctrinated into a culture where school is good and being a worker is great. And it takes a particularly awful person not to achieve anything in life. So what are those achievements? How is all that retesting going? The problem, as you can imagine, is much larger. Tolerance of fake education is just the beginning. Above all, humanity must grow. We are not allowed to tolerate human rights violations. All human beings are created equal. All must be granted equal opportunity to real education in a world that sets them free from poverty and helps their bodies stay healthy. Nations are not allowed to oppress their people. No one has that right. Nations have a great responsibility to help them to real education in ways that will ignite a lifelong adventure across all sciences. An opinion cannot stand against a fact. That is a sign of illness, a disorder born from fake education. And our dignity is such that we must help each other rise. We are not to tolerate anything that tricks people into believing in opinions over facts. Fake education has been behind every evil perpetrated on this planet. It is very much like a virus. It does two things really well. It spreads and it reinfects. Whatever beliefs are too hard to let go of, we only need to place them in history or fantasy books. It is wonderful to ponder ice giants and great serpents, but only as a fairy tale or part of growing up, and not as a fact of life. Fake education unravels us. It erases great strides made by many great beings and pulls the younger generations into dark ages. The fantasies that bring us calm unravel the minds of the younger generations. The reason we search for mere calm is that we ourselves have been tricked out of real education. All the confusing questions are easily treated with made-up fantasies that plug in all the holes. But also that serves to defeat the purpose of having a beautiful and powerful mind. It makes us weak. Not a single human being is allowed to tolerate concentration camps, abuse, child abuse, racism, xenophobia, or inequality, or hate, or fake education. Those of us who choose to relegate ourselves to a life of fantasy must also leave the table of public discourse. Those of us who trade with nations that employ torture are not allowed to hold political positions. They simply can't. It is immoral to tolerate this. Anybody who delays humanity's progress contributes to human suffering, to all suffering, blindness, misery, war, and torture. Our minds are extremely powerful, and as they are allowed to develop, we will find unity. We will agree on everything as we stabilize amongst each other in wisdom. Government-wise, there are no great disagreements. There is only steady progress forward. On the individual level, it's not that different. Stress and anger and sadness yield to love and wisdom. Even tragedy turns around a little bit. With real education, we don't fall to pieces because something beautiful ended, but we celebrate that it existed in the first place. In wisdom, we seek a different class of things, nobler things, that come about as a result of our sense of dignity and real education. No longer does anyone go home to a TV dinner suffering from depression and fear and loneliness. What creates an educated government, a real government, is prevention of sickness and poverty. Nobody goes home convinced they are a worker or terrified of human resources or an uneducated boss. There isn't anybody who will argue against free medical care, or universal income, or national debt. Let it pile up. The greater the debt that nations of Earth owe to the universe, the higher our level of compassion, empathy, wisdom, and development. Money is just a job tracking tool. On the government level, it exists as a very abstract idea. You don't have to worry about government debt. It is a good kind of debt, and it has no collectors. Do you see? Fake education is tearing the world apart. Fake education is halting our progress. It is neutering our minds. It is turning us into workers. It makes us ask stupid questions and parade stupid ideals and fake political labels. We can't have a world without real education. The Dark Ages will swallow us through various tax-exempt churches and imaginary gods. Irrelevant, worthless opinions will have us fighting for nothing, because they are all equally wrong, stupid, and useless. My friends, pay attention to fake education, and everything will work out in the end. We will find a way to wisdom. We will converge on world peace and our wisest and noblest ideas. All you have to do is make it clear to everyone around you that you will not tolerate fake education, that you are not on that side of history. Write, rhyme, paint, tag, find your way out of fake education and whatever else is pulling you away from wisdom. Hold up your path and show the world the result, so that others may choose to follow. Real education is marked by wisdom, and it shows real results and contributions. And though your hard-earned achievement may already be great today, your work is not finished until it brings permanent or lasting contributions towards our eventual convergence on peace and wisdom. Every human being on earth matters. They are our family. If you accept this great endeavor, many who fell prey to fake education may hate you in their own sickness. But their children and the children of their children will grow up in a world transformed, in no small part, by you. We are one people. We are all meant to be truly educated in our beautiful minds. And we are all meant to live in safety and in peace, looking after one another. We are one people. We are one family.